Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. This is my chance to play for you my favorite songs and anything else that I think could be of interest, and I look forward to it each week, to sharing with you all these songs that I just truly love. I only play things I love, and of course, there are a limited number of songs that I love, so sometimes I play a song I've played before, but usually a year or two ago. I'm going to start off with Rocket Man. I ended the last show with Rocket Man. It's from Elton John. He and Bernie Taupin wrote it. He and Bernie Taupin are partners and have written most of Elton John's hits. And one night they saw a shooting star and inspired him to write this song. And the idea is that someday the astronaut's job will just be an ordinary job, like going to work. You know, his wife will pack his bags the night before, and he has to get out there and do his job, which is to fly the rocket. So this is that story. And Elton John is one of the most successful artists in history. He sold more records. Sir Elton John, I might add. He was knighted in 1998. Anyway, this is Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Best flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Oh, no.
That was Rocket Man by Elton John, and a classic, 1972. We're going to country music now. This is Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard is one of the outlaws, one of the rebels, and he actually spent some time in prison. He was young and put in San Quentin, broke his mother's heart, he said, and this song is about part of his experience. His mother tried to raise him right. The name of the song is Mama Tried. The song is not correct. He did not, Merle Haggard was not in prison with doing life without parole, but he was in prison, and he was a tough guy. He is a tough guy, and this song catches that. This is Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama Tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. That's a story a lot of us could say. My mama tried. My mother tried to raise me a gentleman. She did the best she could. I'm kind of a gentleman some of the time. Lord knows Mama tried. So I identify with that song. That's it seems like about the way it was for me. I didn't end up in prison. That song was from 1968, way back, early in his career. Next song is from 1983. It's the Spandau Ballet, a British group. They were very popular in the 80s, one of the most successful groups, and this is one of their most popular songs. It's called True. And I had forgotten about the song. I ran across it on a tape the other day and said, oh, I've got to remember that. I like that song. I'll put it on the show. So here we go, folks. This is True by Spandau Ballet.
Thank you. So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know this much is true. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. Always slipping from my hands. Sands a time of its own. Take your seaside arms and write the next line. Oh, I want the truth to be known.
Again.
That was True by the Spandau Ballet, and that song haunts me. I like it a lot. We're going to move back to country right now. This is John Conley, and I was trying to think of how to describe John Conley's voice, and I remember that last week here at Emory and Henry, we had a storyteller, Bill Lepp, L-E-P-P, Bill Lepp. He was our keynote speaker one morning, and he was just great. He told some great stories. And one of the things he said that sort of caught my attention was he said, these stories aren't always true, but they're honest. Well, that's an interesting way of putting it. And John Conley's voice, I mean, when a person sings a song, it's just a song. It's not necessarily his life or something he lived. But if they sing it honesty, if they have honesty in their voice, if they feel the emotions are conveyed correctly, and John Conley's voice does that for me. There's something heartfelt about it, especially in this tune. This is called Old School, and in a way, it's a sad song in that one of the people in it, I think, has her feelings hurt. And it's too bad, because she means well, but she's just a little out of step with the old school. That's the name of the song. It's called Old School. It's from 1985. And John Conley's had 7 number one hits. This was not one of them, but this is one of the ones that went up in the top 10. And I like this song especially. So this is Old School by John Conley.
Cruising through town in your daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so cool. We came from different sides of the track, but we still held hands out back of the old school. We spent all our time together, laughing and having fun. We swore that we'd love forever, 'cause that was the way things were done at the old school. We both made it to our graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18 wheels. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school. I got married to a sweet young girl and kept driving for the line. Your husband made his mark on the world, then he left you behind in the big house with the swimming. Asked my wife if we could have one dance for the old time. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid to do. You say everybody does it. Well, I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school. I'm from the old school, where hearts stay true. I'm from the old school,
That was John Conley singing the old school. I just can't help but empathize with the woman. I mean, she's already had her life blown apart. Her successful husband left her. And then she goes back to her old high school sweetheart and says, "Can we get together again?" And he says, "No, I'm from the old school. I thought you were too." Talk about a kick. I mean, not that they should have or anything, but it's just the pain. I can feel it. So that was The Old School by John Conley. Next is a country song. It's Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. And it's from the same album as Boots, Scoot, and Boogie, which was their biggest hit. They're one of the most successful duos of any genre, of any time. They've had 4 singles reach number 1, and this is one of them. This is Lost and Found. You know, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if it's number 1 of them. I think it is one of them. It's poetry. It really is. The guy is out looking for his girlfriend or his lady friend. And here's a verse. He says, "It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town, asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you've lost your mind, say they haven't heard a thing." That's, you know, you're going to border town. "Hey, did anybody find a diamond ring?" "Oh, yeah, sure, right, uh-huh." And then he goes on to say, "They say they haven't seen a thing, but I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume." Good line. And the other line that gets me is he says at one point that he's got to find her before she does something he regrets. Not something she regrets, something he regrets. So this is Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. And I first heard it at a line dancing, learning line dancing. It's a great line dance song. I hope you enjoy it.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for 3 nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard.
Lost your mind, say they haven't seen.
Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. I still think that's just wonderful poetry. Trying to ask for a diamond ring. Anybody find a diamond ring? The next one is also country. This is by Willie Nelson, one of the great singers of our time. And he does a great job on this. My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys from 1979. Willie Nelson had a slow start. He was a songwriter, and some of his songs got picked up. Patsy Cline sang Crazy, and some other songs he wrote got popular. He was a DJ, but eventually he began to record, and he was just phenomenal. And this is one of his songs. My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys. I grew up going to cowboy movies every Saturday afternoon. The kids in my neighborhood, this is one place I lived for about 3 years, we'd all go down to the local theater, I think it cost a quarter, and go in and see a cowboy movie, often a double feature. And the value system, I think I learned my value systems from the cowboy movies. And Willie Nelson sort of captured that whole thing. My heroes have always been cowboys.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys by Willie Nelson, 1979. Well, we're sort of in the same genre. The next one is called Skipping in the Mississippi Dew. It's by John Hartford. John Hartford's one of the most talented musicians I've ever seen. I've only seen him on TV, but I've heard him play. He plays a banjo and fiddle and harmonica and various other things. Often in his recordings, he's the only person playing. He does all the instruments. And he also has this odd little shuffle dance, kind of clogging, that he would often do while playing. So he'd be playing a fiddle, singing a song, and clogging at the same time. Not many fiddlers sing while they play, but John Hartford was one. And this is called Skipping in the Mississippi Dew. And I'd be willing to bet he wrote this. It's the kind of song he would write. But it's just sort of a classic John Hartford song, and I get a big kick out of it.
Well, I dream of a girl and a steering wheel steamboat, a pilot house stove and an engine room brass, a hanging on the post by the main deck stair with a long hair skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bed just skipping in the Mississippi. River come away last Sunday, 12 feet of water on the Memphis gauge. It wouldn't be home without the muddy water rolling and the paddle wheel skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend just skipping in the Mississippi. Spring, I ship on the river, 35 days on a valley line boat. I make a little money, get a swing time chicken, then take off a skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend just skipping in the Mississippi. Run muddy, oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat weeding on a big wide band just skipping in a Mississippi.
John Hartford, skipping in the Mississippi Doo. John Hartford actually was a riverboat pilot. He was qualified, and he actually worked part-time during the summer. He had a steamboat pilot's license, and he worked the Mississippi River. So his heart's in that song a little bit. Moving on now to something soft and pop from 1976. This is Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. It was their number one hit, and they formed as a group in Clyde's Restaurant in Georgetown, my notes say. And this is one of their songs that really made it. I remember that year, and I remember this song, and that's about all I can tell you about it, but it's just a beautiful song.
Motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day? And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught, it didn't fight. But you got some bait waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Before the sun gone down, thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
That was Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. You're listening to Wombats and Music. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon, Virginia. And I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you this show once a week. It plays on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play my favorite songs. Now, I've been doing this for a little while now, so I've collected quite a few of my favorite songs, and some I like so much I play over and over. I try not to play the same song, you know, in the same month or even in the same season, but still, if you've been listening to the show for years, you'll start to recognize some of the songs that I really like a lot. And I like them all, but some I like even more than others. The next one's one of those. It's called Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash, and I just think it's a great, I love Johnny Cash anyway, but I like the banjo in here, and I like the whole story. So this is Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash from 1973.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. A butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. Go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to.
butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that warm blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash, Any Old Wind That Blows. The next song is one I just discovered this year. It's called Soapbox Preacher. It's by Robbie Robertson from 1991. I haven't heard of Robbie Robertson much, but apparently he's a well-known star. He wrote The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. He wrote The Wait. He's performed with Bob Dylan. He was the guitarist with the band. So he's a pretty well-known artist. But he was new to me, certainly as a solo artist. And I found this song earlier this year and played it once back then, and I like it a lot. I want to hear it again, so I'm going to share it with you. It's called Soapbox Preacher by Robbie Robertson.
Searching for this instrument.
That was Soapbox Preacher by Robbie Robertson. The rapture in there is not the religious rapture where the world ends. It's the rapture that we all seek to find happiness in our lives. That's my interpretation. I've been looking forward to playing the next song. Now, it's always a bad sign for a DJ if he spends more time introducing the song than the length of the song. And I've made this more difficult for myself because I've shortened this song. I'm going to play for you Thriller by Michael Jackson. It's actually a fairly long song, and I'm not that crazy about all the music in the song, but it's an utterly fantastic video. For me, it's the best video ever made. If you haven't seen Michael Jackson's Thriller video, go on YouTube and see it. It's just an experience. It really is fantastic. And there are videos about the making of it and all that. And I looked it up on the web. And there was a viral video in 2007 from the prison inmates of Cebu, Philippines. So I went and watched that. That was fascinating. But the other thing is that a number of groups have learned, you can learn to do the Thriller. There's a video that teaches you to do the Thriller. And last year in the Rotary Frolics, they did the Thriller. They had the whole cast up there. There must have been 15, 20 people. And they really did a fantastic job. It really was eerie and scary, and they caught the whole feeling of Thriller. And Joy Scruggs, one of our professors here, was in the show. She was front row, and she really had it down. And I watched her doing the Thriller. I talked to her about it the other day and said I was going to mention it on the show. So if you haven't seen the Thriller, you should see it. Anyway, I'm getting ready to play it for you. What I've done is, the beginning is the scary. It starts off sort of scary. It builds up tension. And then it goes into the middle of the song, which I've cut out. At the end of the song, Vincent Price, a very famous theater person, comes on and talks scary, there was darkness in the night, that kind of thing. So that part I've left in. So this is a 3-minute shortened version of Thriller by Michael Jackson. Listen for the rhythm, imagine the dancing, and wait for Vincent Price at the end.
Thank you. across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
So that was The Thriller by Michael Jackson. That was Vincent Price. I assume that's him laughing at the end also. One of the great videos of all times, and just a great song. The dance, Michael Jackson, I think, made up the dance and taught it. If you want to see creativity at work, watch him teaching that dance. It's just eerie. Well, we've got time for one more song, and I'm going to put on Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. One of those songs that just stays with me forever. Jim Croce died fairly young, so this song catches more than just what it says. It's one of those things that where I mentioned honesty, there's something in his voice to me that tells the story. So this is Jim Croce singing Time in a Bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through.
Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to wish you all a good week, and hope that you continue to do what I encourage all of us to do all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.